Reverend Ted Haggard isn't the only one who's been outed lately. In the world of television, several gay actors have made their sexual orientation public in recent weeks. And as TV critic Andrew Wallenstein explains, it does not seem to be the career killer it once was.
ABC's Grey's Anatomy is the hottest show on television right now. That's in small part thanks to cast member T.R. Knight. Though he's not the star of the show, he made headlines last month when he released a statement identifying himself as a gay man. Last Friday, actor Neil Patrick Harris of the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother made a similar public declaration. Harris, like Knight, plays a heterosexual character. Though the actors released formal statements, my guess is they were practically forced to do so because of tabloid gossip. It's reached such a fever pitch on the internet and magazines, it's virtually impossible for even a minor celebrity to keep their sexuality a secret. Years ago, I doubt closeted gay actors Rock Hudson or Montgomery Clift could have maintained their legendary careers had they faced such scrutiny. But today, homosexuality is practically old hat thanks to shows like Will and Grace and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Culturally, America has reached the point where a gay actor can play straight believably, but only to a limit that these two in particular manage not to push. Take T.R. Knight, for instance. Yes, he plays a heterosexual character, but just barely. His Dr. George O'Malley is practically one of the girls on Grey's Anatomy. He currently has a storyline in which he bumbles his way through a budding relationship.
The other night, when I told you I was done trying to compete, that was me breaking up with you.
No, I think I would notice that.
Neil Patrick Harris's Barney Stinson character may seem to provide a more interesting test case. After all, Barney is a rabid womanizer, seen angling for intimacy in nearly every episode.
Listen, Barney, I saw you talking to that bridesmaid last night. Did you happen to get her phone number?
You know I did.
Great. I'm going to need you to call her for me.
You know I won't.
Why not?
Because we just hooked up last night. I can't call the girl the next day. I have to wait at least, like, forever. Oh, snap. Never going to call her.
On both shows, neither Harris nor Knight engage in the romantic escapades that make women viewers swoon. And that's the important distinction. As progressive as it may seem that these actors can continue their careers, it's because they're not the traditional leading men. I cannot imagine a self-outing would do anything but ruin someone like Grey's Anatomy heartthrob Patrick Dempsey, known to legions of female fans as Dr. McDreamy. The appeal of Dempsey, who is not gay, is in convincing women he's attainable. Still, I do hope and expect one day to see a gay actor put this assumption to the test, too. And to some degree, I think the outing of actors like Knight and Harris paves the way for such a scenario.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter and a regular contributor to Day to Day.